Right now, I'd like you to relax. I want you to use your mind. So I want you to find a comfortable place. Settle yourself down. And when you're in that comfortable position, safe and secure, I want you to allow your eyes to comfortably close. I'll give you a few moments to find that position. Okay, so close those eyes down, because positivity begins in the mind. And this is your opportunity to use your inner mind creatively to unblock, to produce, and to enhance positivity. So I'd like you to begin by paying particular attention to your breathing. Simply paying attention to your breathing. Paying particular attention to the incoming breath. And then paying attention to the outgoing breath. And beginning to notice the natural flow of the incoming breath and the outgoing breath. And you can allow yourself to observe your thoughts coming and going. As you continue breathing slowly and steadily, calmly and evenly, sometimes your thoughts coming and going will steal your attention, and you won't even realize it's taken place until you return back to your breathing and the awareness of your incoming and outgoing breath. And at this stage, relax without judgment, allowing yourself to pay particular attention once again to the incoming breath and the outgoing breath. It's a simple part of the law of reciprocation. As you breathe in, you will inevitably breathe out. And as you breathe out and release and give, it's perfectly appropriate to breathe in, to receive. Just is the same in life. As you give and contribute, it's perfectly natural to receive. So continue to give yourself permission to receive relaxation, to receive calmness, to receive time to unwind, to receive clarity, to become a little more deeply relaxed in this moment, to allow your mind to open up, to become receptive of the positive suggestions that you'll be absorbing during this short rest. In the past, you often found yourself expecting the worst to happen, doubtful of other people's thoughts or their intentions, doubtful about your own abilities, negative. The term a half-empty glass best portrayed your attitude towards life. Whereas you know that people who look on the bright side, they'd describe their glass as being half full. Notice how I said in the past. That's because this old way of thinking no longer applies to you. From this second onwards, that old way of thinking, it no longer applies. The very fact that you're listening to me now confirms that you have an outlook deep down within you that's already changing and looking for greater change, ready to accept what is rightfully yours. A happier and more positive frame of mind. I'd like you to make up your mind right now. To make up your mind that from right now and now on, you'll allow your thoughts to become positive ones. To make up your mind right now to decide that this decision is yours and yours alone to improve your thoughts and your life. You already know that when things go wrong, we can't change other people, unless of course they want to be changed. And you also know what you can do, and what you can and you will do, is to change yourself. To change your way of thinking. And these changes are already taking place at a much deeper level of mind. Deep down, perhaps even beneath your own consciousness, that is, within your wonderful subconscious mind. The part of you that deep down governs your thought processes, that chooses all automatic actions and reactions that have developed as part of your own personality since the moment of your birth. Another thing you'll become aware of is that there will be times when your positive outlook doesn't seem to pay off. For example, if you approach a challenge and do something that you're not skilled in, you won't suddenly become a champion overnight. But, and this is a very important but, because you are approaching these challenges, those skills will build up. You'll be able to find yourself more able to do so much more than you ever gave yourself credit for. And also as an extra bonus, you'll find that self-confidence and your own sense of self-worth increasing day by day by facing challenges. No longer do little setbacks scratch away at your belief in yourself. For when you set your mind to succeed, you begin to find that resilience within yourself, that true grit, that strength deep down. More often than not, you will succeed because you keep going. You never give up. You never give in. You want results. And if you were formerly plagued by worries and fears about things that were outside of your own control, you will find that these worries and these fears can ebb away, being replaced by your own confidence, allowing that self-belief to flow in. By thinking positive thoughts, allowing the best outcome to happen. And you can now do this automatically, because you can expect the best outcome to happen. And because you expect this to happen, 8 or 9 times out of 10, it most likely will. The key to your success is confidence. True confidence within yourself. The deep down confidence within your ability. The ability to do whatever you truly want to do. Confidence that you can and will accomplish your goals through the power of your own thoughts. What you tell yourself, it has the greatest of power over your life. what you tell yourself. Your own self-talk. This has the greatest power over your entire life. Because what you tell yourself, those words that you speak to yourself, they determine whether you feel cheerful or gloomy or worried. And the way you feel, whether it's joyous or sad, determines to a great extent the well-being of your physical body. Your thoughts create things. When you're bothered, when you're unhappy, your body can't function properly. This is a medical fact. What you tell yourself has an enormous impact on your entire life. What you tell yourself ultimately determines what you are and are not able to do. So tell yourself that your life is just starting. A new life is starting, and that from this day on, you'll begin to live that life fully, moment by moment, truly appreciating the moment you're in, enjoying simply being alive every moment. Tell yourself that you'll no longer worry unnecessarily, either about those things that have happened way back in the past, or about what may happen in the future. Tell yourself that you'll no longer worry unnecessarily, unless there is something constructive you can do to change these things, because the past and the future exist only in our thoughts. Life exists in each moment, right here and right now. Life exists only in each moment. And if you spend your moments worrying about the past, fretting over the future, these moments, which are your life, will pass you by. You'll lose them. So let yourself become deeply involved in everything that's happening around you. Far less conscious of yourself, and more at peace with yourself and the world around you. Allow your awareness to expand, to encompass all that's around you. Use your own words. Tell yourself, in a strong voice, that with every passing day, you'll feel more content, and more cheerful, and more positive, because you choose to feel this way by controlling your thoughts. And because you feel this way, life becomes more fun. You'll learn to enjoy each moment, becoming more and more healthy as your body begins to function easily in a tension-free environment. Day by day, allow yourself to feel more alive, more energetic, more magic, and at the same time, less tense, less nervous, less worried, less anxious, just going with the flow. Tell yourself that your mind and body are relaxed. Tell yourself that you feel calm and connected. And because you begin to feel calmer and more at ease in the moment, you'll have that greater energy. Your mind becomes clearer, sharper, more focused. Consequently, you'll be able to see challenges in perspective with more clarity, to handle them easily, to solve them efficiently, effectively, and confidently without becoming bothered or exhausted. Above all, stop telling yourself that you can't do something. Stop telling yourself that you can't achieve something that you really want to do. As long as you tell yourself you can't do it, then you can't. instead. Change the words you speak to yourself. Tell yourself in that strong voice that even if something is difficult, even if something is challenging, you'll be able to do it. When you tell yourself that you can and will, you've taken the first step. The first step towards accomplishing whatever it is you want to accomplish. And you'll find that you can and will accomplish that goal. With your sheer resilience. These things that you'll now be telling yourself with this positive, strong voice will begin to affect your life more and more. They'll affect the way you feel about yourself, the way you feel about life, and consequently will affect every aspect of your life. I want you to attempt to imagine something now. To use your imagination, to simply imagine yourself sitting down in an attic, an old attic, or perhaps an empty room of some kind. And the only thing in that room is a very old-looking chest, a bit like one of those pirate chests where they keep treasure. And this chest, it contains some previous negative thoughts or experiences. And I want you to lift the heavy wooden lid of this chest, and as you look into the chest, you realize that it's time to declutter. It's time to get rid of that old way of thinking once and for all. All of the things that were holding you back. So simply imagine that you have a bin bag ready to throw out all the rubbishy thoughts. And you might see those thoughts within that chest as symbols. Maybe they're small black containers. And perhaps there are some positive brightly coloured containers too. Or you might see the thoughts for exactly what they are. Negative thoughts that you're about to eliminate, to get rid of from your life and your mind. So take all the nasty, rubbishy thoughts out and place them in your bin bag. Place them into that bin bag, ready to be put out for collection. You can also choose to dust down the brightly coloured positive thoughts, and you can keep them in this chest if you wish, something to return back to, because these are the happy thoughts, the happy ones that you've experienced in the past too. And there have been happy thoughts. Sometimes mostly buried beneath these black containers, but there are some happy thoughts, so it's nice to keep them. I'll be quiet for a moment or two, as you imagine simply emptying that chest, emptying your chest of all these negative thoughts, placing all the bad thoughts into a bag. And you can simply do this now. Just go through the motion of finding a bad thought, picking it out of that chest, and throwing it into the bag. I'll return in a moment or two. Okay, that's good. Now all those negative thoughts, you've placed them into that bin bag. I want you to tie the top end into a firm knot. Tie a knot in the top of that bin bag and close all the negative thoughts inside. Perhaps you'll want to look inside the chest just to make sure that all of the brightly coloured positive thoughts remain there. Now before you bring down the lid of this chest, take one more peek into the chest. Take another look in there, because there's something you didn't see. Right there, Right at the bottom of that chest, there's a very dusty, old-looking book. And it's a book with your name on the cover. Reach in and take out that book. Dust it down. Open up the book. And inside, you will find affirmations, positive statements about things that you know are relevant to you, to your circumstances in life. I don't know what these are. These are personal statements to you. But I can guess some of them. And I'll probably be right. Because this book contains short phrases. For example, I can do it. Everything will turn out right in the end. I am worth it. Give me a problem and I'll find a solution. Now, of course, there are many, many more phrases just like this. And the great thing about this book is that there's plenty of room to add more as and when you need them, or whenever you wish. This is your book. And the affirmations within this book represent the positive thoughts that you now speak to yourself. So find yourself actively thinking these new positive thoughts and phrases in so many situations in life. I can do it. I'm worth it. Give me a problem, I'll find a solution. Everything's going to turn out right in the end. From now on, your glass is half full, ready to be filled even more. From now on, you can look on the brighter side of life, noticing positive opportunities and reaching for them, becoming much more content and a more confident person. And as this confidence spreads, you feel wonderful. You're allowed to feel wonderful because you're worth feeling wonderful about. Good things start happening to you and around you, because by feeling confident and being confident, you become much better company around others, so much more relaxed, and other people simply want to be around you. So just letting your thoughts drift now, because I want you to imagine in any way that you can. I want you to imagine that you can see yourself at some point in the future, looking amazing, looking very positive. And you can see that whatever you're doing it confidently, calmly, and very positively. Whatever you're doing, you're automatically adopting this positive attitude towards life with a smile on your face. You're looking at what you actually want to happen, the way you actually want to be, doing all the things you actually want to do. So many people spend most of their lives thinking about what they don't want, without giving a second thought to what they actually do want instead. But now that is changing for you. Because in this image, this picture, this movie that you can see, just a little way into your own future, this image of the wonderfully, positively orientated you, you make it look easy. So easy. Right now, you can begin to think of the way that you'll get to that wonderful place. That place where you can decide what you want out of life and then simply decide that you'll go out and find it. And your subconscious, that creative part within you, it will help you find ways to get there, to become a success, whatever success means to you. And you'll find yourself knowing and understanding exactly what it is that you want to discover in life to become that success. And when you know, when you understand exactly what it is you want to discover, Your subconscious will keep on searching until you find it. Your subconscious mind will never give up the search until you find that which you've consciously decided you want. And when you consciously decide what you actually want to find, your subconscious will search in the way that only the subconscious knows how to search until you find exactly that which you seek. So the way you do anything is now the way you do everything. So that when you become positive in just one area of life, you become more positive in all areas of life. It has a knock-on effect. The way you do anything is the way you do everything now, so that the way you look at one thing is the way you look at everything. So look at it positively. And this means that when you've learned that trick of looking positively at you, you look positively outwards at life. From this day forward, from this second onwards, you'll discover that it becomes easier to see what you want out of life, easier to say what you want out of life. And the more you can see it, the more you can say it, the easier it will be to achieve it. The more you can see it, the more you can say the right things, the easier it will be to achieve the things you want to achieve. And of course, some of the time you might be wondering about what others are thinking, about the things that you are achieving, about the things that you are doing. And it might even be that some people may be critical of what you're achieving and the things that you're doing. But you can now just smile to yourself, because you understand a simple truth. The simple truth that you would rather be where you are, an achiever, than where they are, a critic. You would far rather be where you are, an achiever, than where they are, with their need to criticize. And as they continue to criticize and do what they do, you continue to achieve even more in your own time. Because the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And maybe, just maybe, you can begin to understand now, as you relax there, just listening and absorbing. Maybe you can begin to understand why so few people actually manage to achieve the success that can be yours. You're about to start looking for the things you actually want to happen, the way you want to be. Positive thinking and positive doing, it leads to positive achievement. More and more every day you'll understand that positive thinking and positive doing leads to positive achievements. And as these changes begin to become more evident in life, you'll notice them. You'll begin to recognize a greater truth that you are your own master. You are at least the equal of all others. Nobody's better than you. Nobody's worse than you. You are the equal of all others. Nobody controls you anymore. So that the things you want to find in life, you can. Thinking about the things that you want to happen, the way you want to be, thinking about those things so positively that there's no room left in your mind for negative thoughts about yourself, no room left in your mind for negative beliefs, so that as each day passes, you move closer and closer and closer to the success that you seek. So let your thoughts drift once again now. And imagine in any way you choose that you can see yourself in the future looking good, looking confident, looking positive, feeling great. A very confident, positive person by automatically adopting this positive mindset, this positive attitude, looking at what you actually want to happen, the way you actually want to be, and doing all the things you really want to do. Finding no room in life for negative thoughts about yourself or your situations. No room in mind for negative beliefs. So that as each single day passes, You move ever closer to the time that you become the best person you can possibly be. All the time, enjoying simply being you, and all that being you means. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind, growing stronger and stronger each and every day, stronger by the hour, stronger by the minute, stronger every second. So in a moment, I'm going to count the numbers from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you can open those eyes and be wide awake, fully alert and refreshed again. So ready to allow these suggestions to work powerfully and immediately to work for you, getting ready now to notice the difference of coming back up and out into fully awakened consciousness in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Take a nice deep breath. Have a stretch if you want. Welcome back.